This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about how God really wants us to believe in his miracles. And so I was reading in the book of Luke and I began to compare and contrast Zechariah's response when the angel of the Lord appeared before him compared to Mary's response, of course, the mother of Jesus. So first, when you look closely at the scripture, Zechariah was a priest. So he worshiped God often. The scriptures say he obeyed all of God's commandments. So I think it's fair to say Zechariah was a faithful man. Yet when the angel of the Lord appeared before him, first he was overwhelmed with fear. So the angel encouraged him, "Don't be afraid. God will bless you and your wife Elizabeth with a son. You are to call him John. You will have great joy from him, and so many people will rejoice at his birth." But this priest, this man of faith, responded, "How can I know for sure that it will happen?" And so then the angel said, "Since you didn't believe, then you will not be able to speak until he is born." Now contrast that against Mary's response, which was simply, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said come true." So it reminds me, what miracles are we believing God for? But then some days we believe it and then some days we don't. We go back and forth. And so the next time doubt begins to creep in, let us cling to these words. Everything is possible for one who believes. Mark 9:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep doubt out.